This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday outlined the administration's plan to fight the coronavirus pandemic, which includes mandatory mask wearing on federal properties and the public transport and mass vaccination campaign. Speaking during a virtual U.S. Conference of mayors of the U.S. biggest cities, Biden urged citizens to wear masks for 100 days in April, saying that experts estimate that as many as 50,000 lives could be saved by that measure. He called on mayors to work with administration and make sure people respect the rules, including social distancing. The Biden administration also released its strategy of vaccinating 100 million people in the first 100 days of his administration. The Biden administration and president further laid out a two-step plan for the U.S. economic recovery, which includes new social financial benefits and $350 billion U.S. dollars to help local governments keep workers on the job. Mexico's president says that President Joe Biden has told him that the U.S. would send $4 billion to help development in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And hardships in those nations have spawned tides of migration through Mexico toward the United States. Biden made his initial calls to foreign leaders on Friday with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador first on the list. Canadian Prime Minister this week publicly expressed disappointment over Biden's decision to end the XL Keystone pipeline. This is VOA News. The U.S. has reaffirmed support for Taiwan following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. The State Department says it notes with concern the pattern of China's ongoing attempts to intimidate its neighbors, including Taiwan. Taiwan's Defense Ministry says China on Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets just southwest of the island. It's part of a long-standing pattern of Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government of President Tsai Ing-wen into caving to Beijing's demand that she recognize Taiwan as a part of the Chinese territory. Police detained over 2,000 people and used force to break up rallies across Russia Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters ignored the extreme cold and police warnings to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent he says was slipped to him by state security agents in August, something Russia has denied. The authorities had warned people to stay away from Saturday's protests, saying that they risk catching COVID-19, as well as prosecution and possible time for attending an unauthorized event. A Chinese city has brought 2,600 temporary treatment rooms online as the country's north battles new clusters of coronavirus. The single occupancy rooms in the city of Nangong in Hubei province, just outside Beijing, are each equipped with their own heaters, toilets, showers, and other amenities. Special attention has been paid to the province because of its proximity to the capital and has locked down large areas to prevent further spread of the virus. And the U.S. Census Bureau is suspending efforts to create neighborhood-level statistics on the citizenship and age of residents using 2020 census data. The announcement is the latest rollback of the Trump administration's census-related initiatives that critics feared would be used to favor Republicans and whites during the drawing of state and local districts. Among his first acts as President, Biden Wednesday revoked 2 Trump directives related to the 2020 census. Via remote, I'm talking.